It's one of the oldest homes in Fayetteville, Arkansas. When you know the list of occupants, you really get a snapshot of the history of this place. And it's a home you can still visit today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
One of the oldest homes in Fayetteville, Arkansas, was once owned by William McGar.
He was one of the founding fathers of the town, and he also was illiterate. He could not read and write. He did have a store, and he sold things. He also was a major landowner, and him and his wife, even though they were illiterate, I would say well off.
Tess Kidd manages the Washington County Historical Society and helps oversee McGar's old home today. The Tebbets family purchased the home and began residing here in the 1850s.
We still have the smokehouse from 1853, but they had other outbuildings because they had what we would call today an urban farmstead. They had about 5 acres here. They had room to grow vegetables. They had room to have cows, some horses.
But the Tebbets' stay here in Fayetteville was short-lived.
When the Tebbets family left in 1862, because of the Civil War and because Mr. Tebbets was a Unionist, and around that time, Unionists weren't very popular in Northwest Arkansas. So he left with the family. It became a headquarters for the Union Army.
And it remained that way throughout the rest of the Civil War. Several families owned the property after that time, culminating with a man named Paris Green.
Paris Green owned it from around 1935 or so up until 1967, when he was offered $60,000 for the property so they could tear the house down and they could build a car lot. So he didn't want to do that, so he offered it to the Historical Society.
One large donor offered $20,000. Another $20,000 was raised from the donations of over 700 individuals across the country. Green accepted $40,000, and the Washington County Historical Society had its home. You can still come and visit this historic home yet today. Traveling the countryside in Fayetteville, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.